Yeah, so I was reading all throughout Revelation, and I'm doing the Bible in a Year through the YouVersion Bible app, and so it kept being mentioned in different contexts. Like the, and different versions had different things. I was reading the NLT version.
Okay.
And so it referred to it as like the seven spirits of God. And,
yep.
And so I just thought it was really interesting.
Well, basically, this is a reference to seven churches in Revelation and the seven angels assigned to those churches, the lights that they were supposed to be in the earth. So we see the entire message to the seven churches known as the sevenfold spirits of God to the end of chapter 3. So these are churches that are supposed to have God's blessings, but each one has something that God chastises them about, all except for one, actually, is it's Philadelphia. They remain faithful, and God actually commended them. Now, there is no mention of something that they were doing wrong. So one church, Sardis, actually, God warned he would come to them when they were not expecting him because of how they were acting, which is kind of scary when you think about that, really. The other one, Ephesus, he actually warned them to shape up or God was going to remove their light from there, meaning he was going to remove his blessing. You know, it would be gone and they might as well just be like another community group. The Amplified version says in chapter 2, verse 5, so remember the heights from which you have fallen and repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior, seek God's will and do the works you did at first when you knew me. Otherwise, I will visit you and remove your lampstand, the church, its impact, from its place unless you repent. So basically, God's enduring presence was actually going to be removed if they didn't repent, which is, harsh words.
Yeah, definitely some very serious stuff, but there you go.